Checking in with our daily Taylor Swifty expert, Emma Cullen. Emma, it was a big weekend for all us tortured poets. The chairman gave us a lot to think about, to listen to reflect upon.
I spent the entire weekend listening to the album over and over again.
Yeah.
I love listening to it in order because it really tells a story, just like her entire relationships. And I noticed the final song, when before she released the anthology, was the manuscript. She rereads the manuscript, and then the story isn't just hers anymore because she shared it with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she released the anthology and released the other 15 songs, she moved that song to be the last song, too, so that if you listen to it in order, that line is always the last line, and I really like that.
Emma, did you find like a treasure map in all of these different recordings here? Like, you know, sometimes in a movie, there's a hidden message, right? There was this great movie with Nicolas Cage one time that you went and you found a treasure after that. Do you think that there's a treasure at the end of this Taylor Swift album? Because I got to believe that these Easter eggs lead to something besides, you know, another album.
Yes, there was definitely a lot going on.
The things that she does are so subtle. And you think in your head, like, you're crazy. Like, that's not a real thing. But then you find out it 100% is a real thing. And even, like, the bobby pin that she wears in her head with the Post Malone video, it's Roman numeral 13, which is her number. Like, the little things like that that you're always looking. And she said that if you watch that video from beginning to end, there are secrets in every single scene. It's wild, huh?
Yeah, she did an interview a very long time ago where she said that she would think about how far in advance she could hint at something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think that she's probably put things in that video that if she releases an album in 5 years, we're going to be like, oh, she told us about this already.
Speaking of the video, Post Malone with no face tattoos was shocking for me to see. Because, like, I mean, he's a handsome man no matter what. But, like, when you'd see him... yes, but when you see him like out without the face tattoos,
yeah.
Oh my gosh! Like I was like, oh hey, Posty. Like he was cute, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, and there was that scene where Taylor, she didn't have them on, and then I think she did like some sort of face thing, and then she got the tattoos.
And then she has the tattoos of Always Tired on her face, Taylor Swift. She also gives a nod to the Dead Poets Society because people have been getting confused between, you know, the name of Taylor's album is the Tortured Poets Department. People are like, oh, like the Dead Poets Society.
I mean, well, it's the only thing that regular people know about poets, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, right. She brought in Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles from Dead Poets Society in her video.
Like, she saw what the fans were thinking. And she just was like, oh, that would be a cool touch.
What do you think? Do you think that we have any more surprises coming this week, or you think that's it for right now?
I think we probably do, because she posted a video, I think, the day before she released the album, and it was like a little calendar of what was going to happen. So it was like release day, and then that's when she announced the music video, mm-hmm. and then the next day was record store day,
yeah.
and then there was pictures blocking the rest of the calendar, so I think that she has more coming because she's been pretty quiet on Instagram lately.
And do you think Kim Kardashian is going to respond to her diss tracks?
I don't know. I think she might leave it alone, but it was definitely a shock. Definitely interesting. I don't think anyone expected that.
Yeah, I mean, it is blatant as can be. And of course, I go to Kim Kardashian's Instagram page just so I can go read all the comments.
Mm.
And the Swifties are on her, so we'll see.
Well, I'm sure she's probably coming up with something herself, right?
Yeah, her mom's hard at work figuring it out, what to do.
Something.
All right, Emma, thank you so much for being our Swiftie expert. We appreciate it so much.